As I said, we're not getting the week we wanted, but we're not getting a week that I'm going to get too upset about. Good morning, Pat.
Oh. Did you realize that you've been ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing?
No.
Oh, well, you have been, because I found a new thing this morning. Now, you realize we had a problem with Skype last week, and I said to you, Marshall, it was a Microsoft update.
Yeah.
And that's why I can't see Marshall ringing in on me, nor can I hear him. And if I call Marshall, I can't hear him ringing. I find out that it's because Skype has an update, not Microsoft.
Well, Skype is owned by Microsoft, so.
Okay, there you go. So I just saw the little thing, and I clicked on it, and it said, update. Yeah, would you like to update Skype now? I said, yes. And it updated it, and of course, after it updated, then you started ringing in. So there's the story.
All right.
And you're right. You're right. This week did not pan out the way I thought it would be last week. I thought this was going to be, in fact, I remember you saying to me, oh, Pat, you'll be happy. Have a nice, easy week. It's not easy at all. It stinks. There are so many if, buts, and ands in this forecast. It is just incredible. For instance, right now it's raining in the northeast corner of the state. That has passed us by. And I said there would be a chance of early and late showers. And again, there were some early showers. Now, will there be late showers? Well, there could be, easily, 70 degrees. And we'll have a little sun between these batches of showers. Now, the question is, how much sun? You get a lot of sun, 70 becomes 75. You get a little sun, 70 becomes 65. So, I mean, technically, temperatures today could range anywhere between 65 and 75. There will be showers tonight in the mid-50s. There'll be showers tomorrow in the low 60s. Friday, showers and windy in the morning. And then we begin to clear in the afternoon. But boy, Marshall, you'll have to call your babysitter again. Because, your dog sitter. Because Friday, the wind's going to blow gusts 35 to 40. And after having showers for 36 to 48 hours, the ground's going to be very loose. So, and trees are beginning to have leaves on them, more resistance to wind. So there could be another problem on Friday. Saturday will still be windy and partly cloudy in the mid-60s. And then Sunday will be a little bit better, although I think there may be a chance of showers later on Sunday, but will be in the 70s. You really need a scorecard for this forecast.
Sounds a little bit like England swings, you know, it sounds like it's, England, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely a roller coaster ride. There's no doubt about it.
Well, what can you do? You know, you just, at least it's fairly warm.
Well, that's the good thing. Yeah, sure. You're right. It's fairly warm, so that is a good thing.
And I just, won't.
Yeah, I mean, be thankful that, you know, that it's not in the 40s and rain.
Well, what I'm doing, my dog walker, I'm having her park her car because she just got a brand new car. I'm having her park her car in the real safe place, and I am parking one of my cars in the not-so-safe place.
Did you say that your dog walker just got a new car?
Well, she had to because her car was crushed by a tree.
Oh, well, I'd like to apply for that job.
Well, wait a second. I didn't get her a new car.
Oh.
I did. Yeah. Insurance got her a new car.
Okay.
Her insurance. She was one of the people that does the right things. She has collision and comprehensive on her vehicle.
Okay.
And she set a decent deductible for the comprehensive, where she was able to get not a brand new car, but she got a real nice used car to replace the one she had. But my Ford Edge has taken that spot because the Ford Edge is my Volkswagen already made it unscathed. Well, not unscathed, but a bunch of little dents once. So that's in the next safe spot. So we'll see what happens, you know.
Okay.
A guy's, you know, there's a guy scheduled to come take the tree down, but they are also super busy this spring with spring cleanup and everything else. Everywhere you look, there's a huge tree down someplace. So he hasn't gotten to it yet. So who knows? Maybe by the time he gets to it, he'll just have to take the stump out of the ground.
Now, talking about stumps, I had an arborist come and give us a walkthrough yesterday. It was a pre-consultation. Very, very nice guy. I have a problem with two trees on each end of my property. I believe he called them a plum tree. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of that?
You're not. I look at something that's green and I know it's either a tree or a
plum. Yeah, me too. Yeah, I think he called them plum tree. He said there's not a plum tree in Rockland County that does not have this disease, and they all have to be taken down. He said they just don't work in Rockland County. I said, great. So those two have to come down. He said he would do some trimming, and then he would do something to get rid of some of the weeds on the front lawn. So we haven't gotten a price yet on that, but he said he'll email us a price. But very, very nice gentleman, and took a nice walk around the property, and, you know, he thought it was real, real nice. And I'm not a gardener, Marshall, never have been. I love nature, there's no doubt about it, and I did love these two trees. They have beautiful pink flowers in the early spring, and then the pink flowers leave, and all the leaves are like a cranberry. I guess maybe that's where it gets its name from, plum. And it's just very pretty tree, and I noticed last year that they had all of these black things at the edge of the branches. So I tried cutting them off, figuring, well, maybe if I can cut them off, you know, the tree will have a chance to live. And right now, they're both of them. They did produce a flower, and there are some leaves on it, but boy, do they look sickly.
Yeah.
Now, I got a question for Marshall this morning.
Uh-oh.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The CDC. They issued new guidelines yesterday.
Yes.
If you are fully vaccinated, ladies and gentlemen, you do not have to wear a mask outdoors in small groups. Great. Good news for going in the right direction. What about people who are not vaccinated or people who have had COVID and still feel that they don't have to wear a mask in small groups? So how do you know?
I think you can pretty much assume that if you have gotten your two COVID shots and you're 2 or 3 feet away from somebody, you're A-okay. So if you and you don't know about other people who aren't wearing masks, whether or not they got their shots or not, you don't. But you can assume. So just if you're, you know, if somebody comes with the, if you're in a crowded place, put your mask on outside. But if you're not and you feel comfortable and somebody's like 3 feet away walking from you, don't put it on. I mean, you're pretty much protected. You're pretty much protected. The worst that's going to happen to you is if for some reason you get COVID. You won't get really sick from it. You know what I mean?
Right. You'll feel like you'll have flu symptoms.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And you're right. So you got to use common sense. And like I said to a couple of people, if you're with a group of friends that you know have all been vaccinated, you're safe to take off your mask.
Yeah.
I said, but if you venture into, let's say, an outdoor restaurant, and you're sitting pretty close to people that don't have masks on, you can't, you know, assume that all of those people have been vaccinated. There could be one or two that may have not been. So if you feel a little bit uncomfortable when you're not eating, put your mask on.
You know, New York is today, beginning today, bars don't have to serve food anymore. So I think that begins later on today. Connecticut is going to do that in the middle of May.
Okay.
Connecticut's rate now is down below 2%, I think. Dutchess County, New York, is now finally down in the low 2%. The basic thing is, you know, if you got a mask and you've had shots, just keep it with you. And if for some reason you feel uncomfortable someplace, in Connecticut, as a matter of fact, beginning in the middle of next month, stores do not have to enforce the 6-foot rule.
Okay, great. And I think in New York, didn't Governor Cuomo now increase everything to like 50% capacity?
Yeah, so it's all going in the right direction. And you know what?
It is, yeah.
If you just carry your mask, and if for some reason you get to feel uncomfortable, put it on. But out when you're outdoors. But other than that, no. The only time I've ever worn my mask, when I go get gas, I don't wear my mask. I never have. If I go into a place where there's going to be people in a store, I put my mask on. And then the minute I come out, I take it off. But if you feel comfortable, just keep it with you. But the people who have been vaccinated twice, or have taken the J&J vaccination once and it's passed 2 weeks since you've gotten it. Like I said, if you get it, it's going to be a very light version of it. So it's you're not going to get deathly sick.
Right, and wind up in the hospital. Yeah. Right. And I also heard they did studies when they had that, remember when they had that NBA thing with all the people?
Yeah.
I don't know how many thousands of people. They did studies there that people who had COVID and tested positive after having COVID, the disease was not transmissible.
I don't know about that, but all I know is that you know what, you can overdo it and you can underdo it. Whatever you feel comfortable with, do. I mean, and we'll see what happens. Like I said, I'm not going to. If somebody didn't want to get a shot because they like Donald Trump, or somebody doesn't want to get a shot because they never liked vaccinations and never got them, you know what? I'm not going to worry about them. If they don't worry about it, I'm not going to worry about them. I know that I'm protected. That's all I know, and I'm protecting people. And what we don't have to worry about is what everybody was worrying about before, using all this hand lotion and stuff like that. This disease does not transfer very well at all
by touching surfaces,
by touching things. So you know what? Somebody don't want to wear a mask anymore. I don't care. I'm protected, and I'm protecting people, and that's the way I look at it.
And that's the name of that tune.
That's right. That's the Marshall Miles tune for this morning. I don't care. I just don't care.
Okay, well that's good. And in the meantime, have a nice day. I hope it gets warmer than I'm expecting. That means more sun. And we'll be back tomorrow morning to play the weather roller coaster all over again.
All right. Pat, speak to you in the morning.
You got it. Bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast.